During some time, where's God in the midst of all this? Some folks are asking why God has allowed this, and some folks are questioning God. I don't have to question God, amen. I just question man, amen. I don't question God. I know God's got everything under control. He's still on the throne, amen. He's still all-powerful, all-knowing, and this didn't catch him off guard and didn't take him by surprise. He knew just exactly what was happening, but don't blame God for it, amen. God gave man a perfect world, and it was man who allowed sin into that perfect environment. A perfect man, a perfect woman, and a perfect world succumb to the sickness of sin. See, the coronavirus isn't the greatest detriment to mankind today. It isn't the worst pandemic that ever happened. The Black Plague wasn't the worst pandemic that ever happened. Sin is the worst pandemic that has ever happened unto man. Amen. And there's a remedy for sin. His name is Jesus. Amen. His blood is sufficient for all things, and he shed his blood that we might have victory over the world, and we might have victory over all the things that come our way and bring difficulties and trials to our lives and make us worry and fret and fear. But we need not fear as long as we're trusting Jesus. Turn in your Bibles this morning with us into John chapter number 16. One of my favorite passages of Scripture in the Bible. A Scripture I find great help and great strength in. And I love it because it's promises and it's hope that is held out to us. In John chapter 16, we're going to begin reading in verse number 29. Now, as we're coming into this portion of Scripture, You're mindful of this, that Jesus is having his last meal with his disciples. They're in the upper room, and they're discussing the things that are going to happen. And the Lord is preparing his disciples, and he's encouraging them, and he's helping them. And he's been speaking these words, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And all these things that bring hope to us, and we're not going to be left comfortless. We're going to have the help that we need. We're going to have everything that we need because we have him. Amen? And he's letting his disciples know that, even though he's going to be taken away in just a few short hours from when he's speaking here, we find him being tried before the Sanhedrin, tried before Pilate. We see him crucified and dying in agony and dying in pain on an old rugged cross. But all this was that we might have victory. All this was so that we might have hope. And he's telling his disciples here in John chapter number 16, we're going to begin reading in verse 29. His disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Our Father, we thank you this morning, dear God, for every precious word that you have given us to find hope and to find help and to find strength. We thank you, Lord, for being our hope and our strength and our peace in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord, that even now we can look to your word and we can be encouraged and be helped. And Father, we pray, God, that you'll help that one that stands in greatest need this morning. We pray, God, that the one that's nearest hell today, Father, would realize the hope that they have and can have in you. We pray, God, for the dearest saint, Father, that's going through the greatest trial and the greatest struggle of their life, Lord, and I can find hope and strength in your word this morning. Help us, God, now to be faithful unto what you've spoke to our hearts. And Lord, help us, God, to be faithful in doing what's pleasing unto you. We praise you for what you've done and what we know you will do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We say amen and amen. His disciples said, "Now we believe." And Jesus said, "Do you?" Sometimes we stand up and we boldly make the statement that we believe, and Jesus says, you need to question that. You need to check yourself sometimes. Amen. Do you really? He said, because the time's coming when you're going to be scattered. You say you believe, but here it's not going to be too long, and you're all going to be running. You're all going to be going away from me, irregardless of who you say I am, irregardless of what you say you believe I am. Let me assure you of this. The time is coming, and it's not too far away when you're going to be scattered and leave me alone. He said, but I'll not be alone because my Father is going to be with me. I want to preach to you this morning on overcoming problems, overcoming difficulties, overcoming trials, overcoming tribulations that we deal with. And we all face different kinds and different things in different ways. We've read our prayer list this morning, our prayer request. Brother Kenny Baldwin, as he is dealing with the COVID-19, we see Trish and Tanya both dealing with breast cancer and the things, the ramifications from all that and all that they're dealing with. We see Brother Jack, as we have watched his health here lately, just seemed to be failing him greatly, and know that he's struggling with his physical needs. But praise God, I'm glad that he's secure and that he's strong in his spiritual needs. Amen. He has a great witness and a great testimony of trusting God. And so many times we go through trials. Some are of the flesh. Some are financial. Whitney trying to find a formula for her baby. That might not seem like a whole lot to you, but when you got a newborn baby that needs to be fed, that means the whole world, amen. And we ask you just to pray for one another and to pray for these needs. But friends, I want you to know something. There's a place that we can go. There's one that we can call on. There's one that we can look to find the help that we need in the time of trouble and in the time of need. In verse 32, he said, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Jesus, as he gives us an example of how to deal with problems and how to deal with things in this world, he tells us that we can have strength and we can overcome the problems because we're not trying to do it alone. He wasn't going through this alone. He said, you might leave me alone. You might scatter to your own. He said, but my Father will be with me. We got the promise and the hope of his presence with us abiding. As we read God's word and we look to God's word, we can see that Jesus was constantly dealing with his people. And times when they thought they were alone, and times when they thought they had no hope, Jesus was there to encourage them. We can read through the Word of God, from the children of God in the wilderness, to Noah in the ark, to Daniel in the lion's den, the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, to David in the valley before Goliath, to the Apostle Paul as he was on his way to Rome and was in the storm and in the shipwreck. We see that God has always been with his people, and God has always been there to encourage his people and to strengthen his people, and we're never alone. We don't have to go through these problems alone, because we got one that goes through them with us. Amen. We don't have to try to find our own strength and our own fortitude and our own encouragement and our own help, because he's there to give us everything that we need. Amen. I'm glad that he's there to encourage me when I get down. I'm glad he's there to strengthen me when I feel weak. I'm glad he's there to pick me up when I get low in spirit. Praise God. He shows up and just lifts my spirit to heights unknown. And I've got some things to praise him about, because he's just been so good. And I'm facing a storm. I'm facing a trial. I'm facing a problem. And here he is. He's right there with me, just like Paul and Silas together in the prison, singing. Praise God. No one else can be there, but Jesus will show up and put a song in your heart. He'll put a verse in your heart. He'll bring to mind some way that he's been a blessing to you in your life. And you're not alone. And you don't have to go through it alone. He's promised that in his word. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. We can be content in knowing that in the midst of everything that happens in life, we're not alone with it. We don't have to face it alone. Back in chapter 14, Jesus said, and I will pray, he tells his disciples that he's going away. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. You see, Jesus said, I'm leaving, but I'm still going to be with you. You're leaving me, but the Father's still going to be with me. Over in chapter 17, and verse number 20, I believe it is here, and the Lord is praying. This is the Lord's prayer. He's praying for his disciples. He's praying for his church, for those that he has gathered. And he says, listen, in verse 20, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You know what Jesus said? He said, the same God that's going to be with me, right there in verse number 32, the same God that's going to be with me, my same Father is the same Father that's going to be in them. Amen. I'm going to be in them. They're going to be in us. We're going to be one. And praise God, if Jesus said that, if Jesus prayed that, and Jesus made that statement so that we can know that we're not alone, just like he promised that the Comforter would come. Praise God, I have hope in him, and I have hope in his presence. I have hope in his peace that he gives me. And that's the next thing that he promised me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. I'm glad that he made that clear, that our peace is in him. Amen. Just having his presence brings peace. Amen. Does it not? Just knowing that he knows everything that we're going through. He's been touched with everything that we're dealing with, and he's faced everything that we'll face in life. And praise God, he said, yet in him we could have peace. He didn't say we would have the peace of this world and could have peace in the world. There's nothing in this world that can bring us peace like the peace that Jesus does. Amen. The government is telling us they're doing all these things, but nobody's finding peace. Everybody's still in turmoil. You turn on the news, and everybody is still topsy-turvy about everything that's going on, and there is no peace to be found. But praise God, I want you to know something. There's peace in Jesus. Amen. There's peace in Jesus. He said that in me you might have peace. In me, when you have peace in Jesus, you have an unnatural peace. You say, what do you mean unnatural peace? It's a peace like you can't find in anything in this world. There's places you can go and find, they say, peace and serenity. But there's no place that can give you the peace like Jesus has. Amen. There's things that you can do that you try to work up your inner peace and to bring peace about you. There's things that we all do to find peace when we need to find peace. Some people need to go find a place off to themselves. Some people need to go and view sunsets and view oceans and mountains and everything else just to get away from civilization and everything they can to find peace. But Jesus can give you peace in the midst of your storms. When he was with his disciples and the storm arose on the Sea of Galilee and the ship was filled with water, I believe they were to the sinking point. They were at wit's end. And Jesus gets up and says, peace be still. And they said, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? He commands and he controls nature. I'll tell you what that is. That's an unnatural peace that Jesus can bring. Amen. When they The other time were by themselves in the boat, and they're rowing, and they're going against the contrary winds and the contrary currents, and everything is against them, and they're trying to find some help. They're trying to find some hope. They're trying to find peace, and here comes Jesus walking unto them in the midst of the night, and they're afraid, and they're fearful as they see him passing by, and he says, "Be not afraid. It's I." Amen. It's I. You know what that is? That's an unnatural peace. Those are words that are spoken that can bring a peace when nobody else and nothing else can, and you're in the midst of the storm, an unnatural peace. It's a heavenly peace, a holy peace, a glorious peace that the world can't understand. And not only is it an unnatural peace, it's a perfect peace because it comes from God. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." Amen. Let me tell you one thing. The peace that the Lord gives is perfect. Lose a loved one and go to it without the Lord and try to find peace. You'll have a lot of questions, but you'll never find peace. Even if you know that lost loved one has split hell wide open, I believe God can give you a peace in knowing that they had the opportunity. Knowing that he gave them the opportunity. It's hard to say, well, you say, well, preacher, well, that just don't even make sense. That's why it's an unnatural peace. That's why it's a perfect peace. If I've done all that I can to witness to somebody and they die and split hell wide open, I can have peace in my heart. Not that they're in hell, but that I did everything that I could. Peace in my heart and knowing that they're in the hands of an almighty and just God. Amen? He said, "I'll give you perfect peace." How can these Christians that are facing persecution, face persecution on a regular basis, on a daily basis, how can they face the persecution that they face around the world and still have peace in their heart? Because it's that perfect peace that God gives. Amen? James says, and James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." The Lord said he was going to give us that perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And if I keep my thoughts, I keep my mind, I keep everything about me focused on where it needs to be and on how it needs to be, I will find that perfect peace in my heart and my life. Because it's not a peace that I can give myself. It's not a peace that I can work up and find in this world. It's a peace that comes from God. It's a peace that only he can give. Not only is it a perfect peace, it's an indescribable peace. It's a peace that you just can't explain and is beyond comprehension. Look, in Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Jesus said that in me ye might have peace. Amen. You want a peace that the world can't explain and the world can't understand and the world can't even get a grasp of. You just tell them that you got Jesus. Amen. That's why. How can you not be all upset and worried about this? Because I have Jesus. Amen. How come you're not getting all bent out of shape about this? Because I have Jesus. Amen. Why is it that you're able to face the problems that you face in life? And you don't seem to break under the pressure? Because I have Jesus. And as long as I have Jesus, I have peace. As long as I have peace in Jesus, I have hope. As long as I have hope in the peace I have in Jesus, praise God, I can have joy regardless of what's going on in this world and what's going on in my life. If I have Jesus, I have everything I need. I have a hope that is holy, a hope that is not found in anything that this world can offer me, because it's only found in Jesus and in the peace that he gives. So praise God, I'm glad for his presence. I'm glad for his peace. And I'm glad for his promise. Read the latter part of verse 33. In the world you shall have tribulation. That's a promise from the Lord that you can take to the bank. Amen? Is there anyone that can say, I've never had any problems. I've never faced any difficult situations. I've never dealt with any tribulation in my life. I don't believe there is. That's a promise of God's word. You know, I wonder where all the faith healers are today. Amen. I wonder where all those name it and claim it preachers are today when this virus is going around. It's still there. Amen. It's causing havoc in our nation. It's causing havoc around the world. Thousands are dying and succumbing to it. And it's going to probably taper off soon. We don't know when. We don't know how. And we don't know what way it's going to taper off. But praise God, we know that while it's here, it's causing a major disruption in everyone's life. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad that we don't have to focus and we don't have to deal and we don't have to strive with the tribulations that we go through, because Jesus has overcome it all, and in Him we become overcomers with Him. Amen? In Him we have victory with Him because of the promise that He gave us that we're going to face tribulation. That's how I know my God is real. He didn't tell me it was going to be a bed of roses. He told me as a child of God, I would be hated and despised and persecuted for His name's sake and for His cause. He told me that because I trust in Him and I believe in Him, people are going to mock me and make fun of me and everything else. And that's all right. They can do whatever they want to. I have Jesus. Amen. And because I have Jesus, I have victory. When everybody else is dependent on their money and the money fails, I have Jesus. Amen. When everybody else is dependent on their strength and their strength fails, I have Jesus, and that's enough for me. Amen. When everybody else has anything else, I got my medical degree. That's all well and good, but when your medical degree can't help you anymore, I got Jesus. Amen. And that's enough for me. I appreciate the doctors. I appreciate the nurses, and we need to lift them up, and we need to pray for all the medical professionals that are facing this thing head on. Praise God, they're right in the midst of it. But I want you to know something. Apart from Jesus, they don't have anything on me. Amen. Praise God, they might have all their degrees, but I got Jesus. Amen. And as long as I got Jesus, everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm going to have tribulation. I'm going to have trials. I'm going to have problems to deal with in this world. But praise God, I got Jesus. I have Jesus. Do you have Jesus? Amen. Do you have Jesus in your heart? Do you have Him on the throne of your heart where He needs to be? Do you have Him set before you that He's leading you and guiding you and He's directing you? Do you have Jesus? Because if you have Jesus, you got something that you can't find in this world. Romans 8, 35 to 39, very familiar passage of Scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. In this world you shall have tribulation. My tribulation can't cease to let Jesus have His power and His way in my life. My tribulation can't separate me from the love of God and the peace I have in Him. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And praise God. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. I'm not a conqueror because of anything I am. I'm a conqueror because of who I know. I'm not a conqueror because of where I was born and what my name and what my title is. But I'm a conqueror because of the name that he gave me when I trusted him. He gave me a new name. Amen. I'm now a Christian. I now have a different outlook. I now have a different focus. I now have a different desire. His name is Jesus, and he gives me victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Let me tell you something. In Jesus, we have absolute victory. Amen. We might struggle in this world, but praise God, there's none of these things that can keep us from having a victory in Jesus. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who has overcome the world. And praise God, because he's overcome the world, I automatically become an overcomer in him and through him and by him and with him. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. And praise God, if he's a victor, I'm a victor. Amen. If he wears a holy and heavenly title, one day I'm going to wear one too. Amen. I'm going to wear a royal garment that's never been worn. I'm going to have a new home that he's going to prepare. I'm going to have a new body. This old corruptible body is going to give way to glory. And one day, no coronavirus, nor any other virus, nor even the sin virus is going to be able to touch me and to affect me. Praise God. I'm going to have the perfect peace that passes all understanding, because I'll be in the presence of my Lord and Savior, my God and my King, Jesus, forever and ever and ever. And I'm glad that I have this hope within me. But friend, if you don't have this hope today, you can have this hope by trusting Jesus. If you don't have this hope and you don't have this peace and you can't cling to these promises, you can trust him as your Savior. Amen. And he'll save your soul. Christian friend, if you've got discouraged, remind yourself of whose you are and who you belong to. We're going to have a song of invitation. And maybe there's somebody here. Maybe there's somebody listening this morning that has never trusted Jesus as their Savior. Maybe you said a prayer somewhere. Let me just say this. And people say, well, I'm tired of preachers making people doubt their salvation. I don't believe that. Amen. Let me just say this. You might have said a prayer somewhere, but if your life doesn't reflect the change that Jesus has brought into this world, if you don't have a desire for heavenly things and for the things of God, you need to check on whether you really got saved or not. You say, well, preacher, now you're talking about a work salvation. I am not. I'm talking about exactly what the Word of God says. 1 John 2 and 4 says, any man says that I'm one of his and keeps not his commandments, he's a liar. Do you attend church faithfully? Do you give to your church faithfully? Do you support your church faithfully? Do you follow the Lord faithfully in everything you do? If you don't, the Bible says you're not saved. You're a liar. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 3, it's talking about what a glory it's going to be like the Lord one day. And in verse number 3, it says, and every man that hath this hope within him keeps himself pure, even as he's pure. Amen? Are you keeping yourself away from sin? Are you keeping your sin under the blood of Jesus? Amen? I know he died for all my sin, past, present, and future, but praise God, he says, if any man says he has no sin, he deceives himself. Amen? I sin every day, and I got to seek forgiveness. If you're relying on, I said a prayer, but you've never given your heart to Jesus, you need to get saved this morning. If you don't know that you're saved, you need to surrender your heart to Jesus. You can't do good enough and be good enough and work good enough to get saved. You need to give your heart to Jesus. The Bible says, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe that, and you believe it from your heart, not from your head, you believe it deep down in your heart, that you're a sinner that deserved to be in hell, and will ask Jesus into your heart, he will save you this morning. Maybe you're running from God. Maybe you're backslidden and you're not where you need to be. Friend, this morning, just like the prodigal son's father, he's there. Just like that song Brother Charles sung at the beginning of the service. I know He's speaking to your heart. I know He's calling your name. And if you'll come back to Him, He'll restore you and put you back to the place you were. What song you got, Brother Jim?
Page 167, Pass Me Not.
Sing this morning with us, if you would. And if you're at home, if you're listening to the live stream, if you're here, and you're not saved, while He's speaking to your heart, let Him save you. Go ahead, Brother Jim.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep
here to speak the words
condition
that you need to
help
hear.
My unbelief.
He's here to let you feel His presence.
Savior,
as He's passing by,
Savior,
why don't you call upon Him?
Hear my unbelief.
As He's passing by, won't you seek the peace that He can give? While He's passing by, won't you find victory in Jesus? Sing one more verse.
Trusting only in Thy merit, would I seek Thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save.